Hey, girl. Hey, welcome back. It's Wake Up with Taylor. I am Taylor. That is Rob Schuette.
Hey, girl. Hey, I love this song.
We're not talking right now.
Why? What happened?
Because you didn't say my picture was pretty.
Oh, so we were looking at pictures during the break, and I said that's a picture.
Yeah. You're a dick.
It's a pretty.
You're a dickture.
It's a pretty picture. It's a lovely picture.
Well, we were looking at pictures on Karen Rockine's website. Because Karen Rockine's here, our happiness guru right now, to help us talk about money.
Happy.
I love this subject.
Money's a hard subject.
Hey, girl.
Money's a really hard subject, Karen.
Money is a hard subject because we all want more of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
But does it really make us happy?
We think we do. Does it really make us happy? So, if I'm asked, so let's ask this question right now.
Okay.
Would you like more money?
Yes.
Do you think it's going to make you a little happier?
Yes.
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 Why? Because what do you want?
Because then I won't have to worry so much about not having it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right?
And it gives me more freedom to do the things that I want to do.
If you ask me if I wanted more money,
I am asking you.
What do I have to do for it? Like, I would be curious. Like,
oh, that's weird that he'd ask that.
I would be like, what do you want? Like, what do I have to do to get it?
Right.
Because there's some things that just aren't worth it.
Right.
Selling drugs. Tempting.
Prostitution.
If I weren't worried about mom and dad finding out, maybe.
If you couldn't put food on the table, maybe. Right.
You'd make a lot of money at it.
I would be good. I'd be a great prosty.
Call 1-800. Right. So we have this love-hate relationship with money, right?
Right.
And most of us think, no, I love money. I love money. I just want more of it.
Yes.
And yet how many of us at the same time complain, oh, I can't stand that I don't have enough money. Why don't I have enough money? Why don't they pay me enough?
Yep.
Oh, my bills. And it's like, if you think about, if you said that to someone you were dating,
mm-hmm.
right? I love you, but oh, I really can't stand you. Oh, it's like, what do you really feel about money? And
right.
then you're like totally kind of blocking yourself. So here's what we know from the research.
Okay.
According to research, after a certain point, money does not make you any happier.
So but it's a certain amount because you need a certain amount to survive,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
So like, and having no money is very stressful.
If you can't put food on the table.
Right.
If you don't have a house to live in.
If you don't have cable. For real. Yeah. I know that sounds crazy, but that's for reals.
Well, it's like, listen, everybody has different needs,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have to know, because there are people who are like, ooh, I don't want cable, because I just like...
Ew, I don't like them.
Well, they just like watching on their... they find it free on their phone. Right.
I want cable. I want to be able to have the option of affording cable.
Yes.
If I can't afford my cable bill, I'd be like, oh, I have to think this through.
Yeah.
I like a good dinner and a lot of wine.
Yes.
Right.
Like,
so we all have different needs and we all, right? But they do find... So this is an average. What the research shows is that after $75,000...
Really?
You're not that much happier incrementally.
Wow.
Until you get over 200.
Oh.
So and the difference between 75 and 150 is not that big.
It's not that
big. That's crazy.
It sounds crazy. And here's why. And I'm going to talk to you about how to make money work for you because you're all probably like, that's crazy. Of course I want to get to 150 if I have 75.
Right.
So we're going
to
do
double.
Both. Right.
But you're saying, according to research, even if you're at 75 right now and you double to 150, you will not be any happier in your life.
Incrementally.
I believe
it. So bust your booty and get over 200. Okay, that's what I'm hearing.
And here's why. Here's why. So we usually go incrementally, right? You don't usually go from one job that's paying you 75 to the next job that's paying you 150.
Mm-mm.
You go 75 up to 80.
Right.
80 up to 90.
Yep.
90 up to 100.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens incrementally?
So you're getting more annoyed. They're not making more money.
Right.
Well, I wanted to double this bitch.
You think, oh, I got a
I thought it was the deal.
Right. Right. So it's like, I got a $10,000 raise. Woohoo. And then it gets divided over 12 months.
Yep. And also taxes are taken out of it.
Taxes. Oh, it's.
And then you're like, oh, but now I can afford a nicer car. And then all of a sudden, your $10,000
is gone.
It's gone.
And so you're like, wait, I didn't make any more money.
Right.
Shoot, now I need more money.
And then more's expected from me. I have to work a little harder. I don't like that.
Right, I don't like that. Because it's incremental, that's why this happens.
Okay.
Because we're not, right? And so there's something, it's actually called a hedonic treadmill. Like, we as humans adapt to whatever we have. So it's like, once you have a little bit more money, you adapt to it.
Yeah. You know what happened? I actually moved apartments from a one bedroom to a studio, which means I'm saving about $1,200 a month.
Oh, that's a lot.
I don't know where it is.
That's the other thing, right? Okay. So here's the thing.
I do know. It's in my glass of wine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I started buying more expensive wine because I was like, I'm rich, bitch.
Right. I can afford it.
Yup.
Screw Sincere. I can go higher.
No. I went to Sincere. I can't go higher than Sincere.
We started pretty low.
Girlfriend, I brought you a bottle of Sincere to your house. I was like, wow, girlfriend spends money on it.
$26 a bottle.
It was $30. What I bought.
Thanks, girl. Fancy.
Oh, fancy bottle. Have you drunk it? Save it for special occasions.
Now that was gone. Within minutes.
Right. It was gone that night. Hello.
Hello.
So, but that's what we do. And I was talking with a group, you know, I do group programs.
Yes.
And I have this group program called Empowered. And it's like a really powerful 4-month total transformation and change. And I'm starting it again in September. But I was talking with the last group, many of whom are listeners. Uh-huh. Shout out to you women. And one of them it has been like so wanting to leave her job for the last 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And her husband said, we can do it.
We can afford it.
We can afford it. Okay. We have $12,000 every month to spend. She was bringing in an extra six. Okay.
$6,000?
Yeah.
She They're was rich.
A month?
She was bringing in an extra six.
Lucky.
And, well, can no, the here's
job?
The thing, right?
Leave the job I wanted.
She's like,
yeah, right. Give it to me. I need that $6,000. Right. My son Sarah have it.
She says, jeez. I said, let's talk about, she's like, but no, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. And I said, $12,000 a month is a lot of money. And so we started talking about it. I said, where does the $6,000 go? She said, I honestly have no idea.
Yeah.
Every month,
yep.
It's just gone. And she has a teenage daughter and she loves her daughter. And right. So she doesn't want to ever say no to her.
So she buys her.
Right. And so it's like,
whatever.
And then the next thing you know, it's just gone. And
right.
Because she's working so hard, they're getting more takeout and they're going out more.
Yeah.
Like, so the next thing I know, she knows there's no money.
Right.
So it's like, she has this love-hate relationship and this job. She literally a couple of days ago at her work had like a little bit of a mental breakdown, she Ooh. Said. And it's like, this is not worth it. This is not
no.
worth your health. This is not worth everything. And since your husband is saying we can afford it, mm-hmm. right? So this is why we have this issue, is that we don't know where the money goes.
Right.
And so here's how money can make you happier.
Okay.
Okay. And we're very clear on this from the research. Money can make you happier when you spend it on experiences.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Wow.
You remember
concerts.
These.
Concerts.
Dinner. Does that count?
Dinner.
Yeah, with friends.
I would say, listen, if you're just
right.
going ordering down in. The street, ordering in,
right.
you're not going to remember that.
Maybe a
you're
cruise down the
friends,
Hudson.
A cruise down the Hudson.
Something special.
A trip.
Yup.
A retreat. Yeah. Goddess girls.
Goddess
girls
retreat.
Experience.
An experience.
Yes.
An experience, because now that money has elongated for you because you have the positive memories from it
yep.
that you're going to keep looking at the pictures. You're going to keep going over. You've created relationships and bonding with other people or furthered a hobby of yours.
Yep.
So spending it on experiences will make
so
you happier.
So don't go out and spend it on shoes. A bag,
right.
clothes, that's not really going to make you happier.
And a
it's
dress.
Not. You think it's going to make you happier.
Yeah.
And like, listen, when I bought a new pair of shoes recently, I was like, oh my God, these are so cute. I never need a new pair of
oh,
shoes
I
again.
I love new shoes.
Right?
I like the smell of them. Right. I like the box they come
in. I know everything
in.
About
I
it,
like
right?
I just got so happy for you.
And your feet,
you.
And your feet right. don't get fat. You never feel
you're,
fat in
no,
your shoes.
No, never get fat in your shoes.
Oh,
your
I
feet
love
always
shoes.
Look cute. So it's like, oh my God, I never need anything again. I'm just so happy with
yeah.
my shoes. Until, let's face it, in a couple of months, they're going to be in the back of my closet.
You know it.
You know
and you'll be like, I hate those ugly shoes. They're so stupid.
I don't even remember I have them. Who's going to remember that they exist, right? And then I'll be looking through my closet and be like, God, I don't have any shoes. You know?
How many times you walk in your closet like, I have nothing. My closet is enormous. I walked in the other day. I'm like, I have nothing to wear.
Right.
It's literally the biggest closet like ever.
Exactly.
It's like a spare bedroom of
and,
clothes.
And like, not one stitch of clothing is Taylor's in there. And I have nothing to wear. Doesn't fit me.
No.
It will fit me.
So what you want to do, and this is where, so I say there are material objects that you want. And I'll share one right now. Whenever I go through the airport, I covet. I look at the women who are walking around in their Louis Vuitton bags, and I'm like
the luggage,
and like the cute, and I'm like, I must have that.
Yes.
Just thinking about it makes me all excited. And you know what it makes me do? It makes me want to work harder to go get that.
To get that Louis.
Get that bag.
Exactly.
Right? And there. So what you want to do, right? And the other thing is, I'm ready. Josh drives I have a cute mini convertible, and he drives
adorable.
A beater-up dad minivan.
Minivan.
I'm like, that minivan's got
to
go.
It's time for him to get a cool, rugged man car.
I'm ready for a BMW convertible.
Yeah,
thank
girl.
You very much.
Oh,
yeah, girl.
Yes.
So, and I'm like, just the thought of me driving around, and I'm like, okay, that's going to make me happy.
Now I want a car.
Experiences. Right, exactly.
Right.
Okay, you could move to the burbs. Like
I have to. Yeah, in New York City, getting a car is like saying, I want another apartment. Literally.
Right.
Well, then you have to pay the rent on the garage.
No shit.
How much is the park?
$600 in my garage. My $800
seven,
a month.
My $700 a month to park.
It's crazy.
To park.
I had a car here for a few months, and I would just drive around for like an hour.
I don't
want to
park
looking
here.
For, oh, so annoying.
Terrible.
So those are the kinds of things that can motivate you and get you excited. And then, because it's like, this is something that your heart really wants, you're looking forward to it, and you can set a goal for yourself.
Do you find that
right.
sometimes when you get it, you don't want it? Like, if I bought that Louis bag, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, then you're over it.
Because then
because
you're
you
over
want
it.
It, you want it, you want it, you want it, then you have it, and you're like, eh.
And this is why we really know from the research that extra money does not make you really any incrementally happier.
Right. I have a question.
Yes.
Because you said about, so 75 and any money from 75 up, like once you're at 75, it really doesn't make you that much happier. If it's 90,000 versus 75,000 a year, you're not going to be much happier.
No.
But you did say that once you get to over 200, you do hit another stride of happiness.
You do. Because
so
you can
afford. Does that go 200 to like a million and then it drops off too?
A really good question. I'm not sure what the next increment
look
is.
How ambitious you are.
I was stopping at
200. You're like, well, what's the next level? What's the? I love that about you.
And also, it's a curiosity thing because when we were talking before, I always say I used to be rich.
So
and
did.
We were well, I mean, with what my husband made, we made well over 200. Well, he made well over 200. And so, but I remember feeling like we have so much stuff and we own a beautiful, beautiful home. And, you know, we go on all these trips and we go out to dinner and I'm so miserable. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at people who had more money than even we had and I thought, and they're triple miserable.
Oh, no. Yeah, because so, it doesn't do that much for you unless you have your heart connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, listen, I want to become more and more and more wealthy. I'll be totally honest
about
it, even though I know it's not going to incrementally, the most important things are my relationships, my friendships, that kind of thing. But a big important thing that we want to do is to change our relationship with money. Part of what's making you miserable around money is that you see it as like some sort of evil,
yeah,
right? It's like,
yeah,
oh, the evil I have to have, or the evil that makes me pay my taxes, or the evil that makes me. And as long as you have that kind of mentality, you're not going to attract more money into your life.
That's
you're
true.
Not going to go make any more. And
that's
so
true.
When you want that vacation, when you want, it's like, and so you really want to change your relationship with money and it will make you so much happier.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, the way you want to talk to a lover is how you want to talk to money.
Oh, okay.
Hi, so stop snoring.
Hey, sexy.
Can you put the toilet seat down, money?
And a big thing, if any of you who are like, money is making you miserable,
uh-huh,
you want to do something that's called looking at your money story.
Okay.
All of us have a money story and it usually comes from our parents or grandparents or church or whatever, right? Like,
okay,
my dad always said money doesn't grow on trees, right? My grandparents were Holocaust survivors. So I really grew up thinking there's lack, there's not enough.
Yes.
So it kind of made money like this desperate thing. And I grew up in a really wealthy area and uh-huh, I never wanted for anything, but like I got a hand-me-down car, which is amazing because I got a car at 16.
You're just like me, yes.
Right.
But I was like, I want a Land Rover.
Because the other kids.
I bet you were.
And then my parents were like, fuck yourself.
I would have hated you.
When I crashed the Volvo, I was like, so I get a Jeep now? They were like, no, you get zero. You get zero cars. So then I went out and bought a $700 piece of shit Toyota Tercel, and I loved it because I owned it. It was mine. No muffler, stick shift.
Right.
Crazy. Blueberry blue.
Yes.
Horrible.
But you bought it.
And I loved it.
You
my parents
it.
Gave it to the church. Rude.
There's nuns.
You can't say no to a priest.
Those lucky nuns.
Yeah.
In
right.
car.
There's nuns in that blueberry car.
That you did in that car. Yeah. Those nuns should know about.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to say, I didn't do anything. And then I was like,
those
oh, wait,
nuns
I did.
Know what you did in that car.
It was New Year's Eve.
Filthy.
Yeah, it's all right.
Filthy.
Yeah.
So change our money stories.
So
look at your money story.
Right. You want to really look at, you know, what am I, I'm being honest with yourself, what am I telling myself about money, right? Am I saying it's hard to make? Am I saying there are no jobs out there? Am I saying money is for other people? Am I saying people who have money are snobs and assholes?
Right.
Because as long as you're saying that, you're certainly not going to be open to like your brain thinking about ways for you to get that experience.
So I have to be like,
want.
Money is everything.
Money is... is currency. Money is energy.
Money is good. Money is amazing.
Good.
Money is freedom.
Know that.
Money is freedom.
It is freedom.
This is where... Exactly.
Sometimes, if it's coming from other people who try to control you with it, it is not freedom.
Well, it has to be your money.
It has to be your money.
It has to be your money. And it has to be, right? So your money and what you want to spend it on. I'll give you an example of an experience. So when I was in high school,
uh-huh,
I was like always obsessed with France and Paris and, you know.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I take people on retreats to Paris.
And that new president's so cute.
Oh,
Macron.
He's so
shut up. We're
wonderful.
Running out of time. I want to hear what she has to say.
And I, I'd always wanted to go. And then my French teacher announces a trip to Paris.
Yes.
Right? And all the other wealthy kids, their parents sign them up right away. And my parents are like, we're not paying for that.
Right.
So I went to work at a pizza restaurant.
Wow.
Because I was that motivated.
Wow.
The trip was $2,000. And as a 16-year-old, I raised that money myself.
Girl,
I made that
you
money
go.
Myself.
It's a lot of pizza.
And that is a lot of pizza, selling a lot of pizza.
It's
but it's like, listen, that means when I got there, It was double the excitement for me. Because
right,
I'm
more so than the little rich shits that got right off the bat.
Right. So, and we all have opportunity. I want to be clear about this. Even though it's like, okay, 90 won't get me that much happier than 75, the freedom and the knowing that you can make that money,
yeah,
that sense of pride,
you know,
that sense of freedom, that will make
you know what
you
I just realized? I've been associating money with control because of my past situation.
Exactly.
But now, money to me is freedom.
Yes.
So I have to change the narrative in my head.
Yes.
No wonder I'm not getting more money.
You change the narrative.
Yes.
And it's
I love
it. And you guys know I'm always about don't say I can't, always say how can I and what's possible.
So while we just have a few.
Yes. We're all looking each other with fingers up.
Right.
Yes, we are running out of time. So before we run out of time.
Yeah. Yes. And okay, so what's your question?
Tell me about this getaway. So
yes,
we've done the money
you.
Story. I want to know now. Karen, you always inspire me. When you come in, you tell us really good things. I'm going to think of money now as a story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my story because it was a story given to me by my parents.
Right. So
we
you can
start
rewrite
this chapter.
It.
So I've got to rewrite my parents' story. How do we do more of this with you? Tell me about the retreat.
Yes.
Okay, great. So we have, and this is a great experience to spend money on,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So we have our Goddess Girls retreat coming up.
August 4th to 6th.
August 4th to 6th.
Yes.
In South Beach.
Now, Karen, how many have we sold thus far? Because I know we're coming down.
We only have 5 spots.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah!
Oh my God, 5 spots left?
5 spots left.
Last year, I want to remind people, last year when we were sold out, people then all of a sudden started flooding us saying, wait, just one more. And the answer was no, we are fire code, right?
And the same
and it's
this
fire
year.
Code it's same as this year because it's at the Versace
Mansion. Yeah.
And the room that we use has a fire code limitation.
Yep.
Right. So it is what it is. And
5 left.
This is 5 left.
Where can they go?
They can go to KarenRockhein.com. And let me spell it for you. KarenRockhein.com.
Yes.
And you want to go there. You will see it on the homepage.
And it's called the Goddess Girls Getaway.
It's called the Goddess Girls Retreat. And it's a weekend with me and Tay and other women who will inspire you.
It's very
who
inspiring.
You will love.
And what are some of the big topics that will come up? Money clearly is a big topic
weekend. The biggest topic is how you step into your truth as a goddess. Who were you born to be? And how do you become that? How do you become strong? What's your purpose? What are your dreams? And how do you believe it?
Can we also focus on, if I can just throw my hat in for this one? About this idea of stories and where they come from, and
yes.
So we can tell what's, because I bet people don't even realize the stories that they're living.
Right.
What stories we are living, why we're living it, where it comes from, and how we can change the narrative.
Yeah,
because that's something I got to learn.
It's huge, and it's true for money. It's true for your dream job. It's true for relationships.
Everything
that changing your story
it's
will
really
change
important.
Your life. Yes, yes.
If you
yes,
can
yes.
do that, I was very lucky. When I was little, I didn't like the fact that Jack and Jill went up the hill and basically died.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said to my mom, I don't like this. And she said, it's your story. Rewrite the end.
Exactly. Oh, exactly.
I changed the
no
end.
Wonder you're so great.
Yes.
Mom.
And we're going to talk about that because every story, it could end at the death or it could end in the next chapter. And that's true for all of us.
I love it. Karen,
so,
thank you. We
you're
love
the best,
you.
Karen. Go
to KarenRockhein.com. And tomorrow I'm sending out my newsletter, 10 Tips to Make More Money. So you want to sign up on KarenRockhein.com.
Okay, guys, we'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. It's Wake Up with Taylor.